Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. One for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Lepsinger is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Closing the Execution Gap, How Great Leaders and Their Companies Get Results. Rick, thanks again for being here. Rick's helping us understand how to get the most out of our teams. He always does. Feedback. This is another important relationship, element, I should say, in the relationship. Feedback. Now, there's some debate out there, it seems to me, Rick, these days, about how much feedback to give people, when to give it.
Right.
Some people are saying annual reviews are dead, they're useless. Some people are saying you shouldn't comment on everything employees do, on the other end of the spectrum. What's the happy medium, and how do you think it would work the best for small businesses?
Yeah, I think the key on feedback is that it needs to be balanced. That's the primary thing. So you can definitely give positive feedback and recognition, and I think that should be done on a fairly regular basis. The problem is you don't want to overdo, managers, leaders don't want to overdo recognition. But when you're recognizing someone, giving them positive feedback, you're not just doing it, to do happy talk, to say something nice to somebody because you haven't said something nice in a little while. When you're recognizing, you're doing it with purpose. There's a deliberate objective. You're sending one of two messages. You're sending a message that says, that's the way we do it around here. That's our standard, and you did it. Way to go. Or you're sending a message, you can do it. You're capable, you're competent, and you're making progress toward the ultimate objective. That's what recognition is about. It's not purely about, hey, let's feel good, right? You're trying to reinforce behavior. The other side of feedback is the constructive side.
Let me stop you for a second. So
yeah.
So if we're a boss doesn't need to go around slapping everybody on the back and say, hey, good job, everybody, all the time, right? It doesn't mean anything if you're doing it all the time, really, is
right.
It?
Well, also, the phrase, good job. Now, if I'm just in with the workers, I'm in with the folks who are doing the job, and I'm in there saying, hey, good job, that's more a spirited, enthusiastic, hey, this is feeling
right.
Great. But when I'm giving you feedback, I have to focus on specific behavior. Saying good job is like a feel-good comment, but it's not meaningful praise.
So I need to say what you did right there was that was good work or something. I need to find something specific to praise them about.
Right, yeah. When you said to the customer, I can't answer your question now, but I'll get back to you with an answer before the end of the day.
Right.
That's the way I like you working with our customers.
Do you also recommend when we're having that kind of a conversation that if somebody's done something that maybe didn't work out so well, that before you start saying, giving your assessment of it, you say, tell me why you did that. Tell me what was around, what was going on when this happened?
Well, there's two things. Sometimes you should just give straight-up recognition, pure praise, no criticism. When you are going to give criticism, you should start with something positive. You should basically say, this is what I like about what you did, but here's my concern. So you need to be balanced, because if you start with the criticism, people tend to get defensive and shut down. But again, you're not saying the positive thing just to kind of set them up so you can give them the critique. You want to, in this moment, you're trying to help them understand that even though you're going to critique them, there is something that they did well. And
everybody knows there's a but coming, right?
and that's why you don't say but. That's why you say and. You got to say and, because you have to be sincere and genuine in the recognition if you want them to hear the critique. If you just go to the critique, they might not even hear it. They'll just sort of shut down and blow it off. So you want to be balanced in your feedback, and it should be face-to-face.
Right. Oh, of course, yeah. if at all possible.
Yeah, right, yeah. You yeah. shouldn't do feedback in emails and stuff. You know, there's a trend now to using apps for giving feedback.
Oh, no.
Very
well,
bad.
Of course, see, this is the beautiful part about small business is most of the time we can do that. But sometimes it has to happen over the phone for expediency, so it doesn't happen until I see you again.
Yeah, and all the more reason to be balanced. If it's got to be over the phone,
right.
all the more to be balanced. And you've got to do a lot of active listening. If you're going to do it over the phone without visual cues, you have to encourage the other person to respond. You have to use paraphrase, like restating what you think the person said. You've
right.
got to ask questions about what do they think, how do they feel, because you don't have the face-to-face interaction.
And if you do it remotely like that, you probably need to make every effort to when you get face-to-face to just to go over it again just so they can see your face and not to beat it into the ground, but just to sort of wrap it up face-to-face.
Yeah, just to make sure the message was clear, the message was
right.
heard, and they understand that it was constructive, not just a poke them in the eye with a stick kind
mm-hmm.
of thing.
Mm-hmm. So. I need your website, Rick.
It's OnPointConsultingLLC.com.
Right. And the book is called
Closing the Execution Gap. And on the website, we've got a lot of blogs on giving feedback, performance management that I think small business owners would find very helpful.
He's right, folks. I've got some of them in front of me. This is good stuff. So go there and check out Rick's website, OnPointConsulting.com. You'll thank me later. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk. We're going to wrap this up with our good friend Rick Lepsinger, 20, no, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.